You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Thursday, June 17th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. The league and the players have agreed on COVID-19 protocols for training camp and the preseason. Now, we'll go through some, but here's the short version. The NFL really wants players to get vaccinated. Here we go. Vaccinated players are allowed to go to high-risk places like bars and nightclubs. And if you are unvaccinated and you are seen at one of those places, you can be fined up to $50,000. And not really a good look when considering everybody is carrying a camera in their pockets. Other items in the memo sent out yesterday include fully vaccinated players who have close contact with someone who has COVID-19 do not need to quarantine. If you are unvaccinated, you will get tested every day. If you are unvaccinated, you cannot eat meals with teammates. If you are unvaccinated, you cannot leave the team hotel or interact with people outside the team while traveling. You cannot participate in media or marketing activities while traveling. And maybe most importantly, unvaccinated players may not use the sauna or steam room.
Come on, let's go. I thought we were going to take a steam.
No steam.
Well, I don't want to sit there naked all by myself.
There were various reactions around the league. Joe Mixon, Cincinnati running back, was not happy with the Players Association. He tweeted, quote, "The NFLPA is not for the players. They act like they represent us, and they clearly show us different time and time again." He also said, "This is who y'all players want to be led by?" Along with, "I thought football was a team sport, and it's clearly being individualized by beliefs." Jets owner Woody Johnson had an interesting message for fans of his team. He said, quote, "You've got to have faith. This is your team. You've probably had this team since you were 10, 11, 12. So you've had the faith. Do you see hope? And do you see leadership?" Now, I'm sorry, but it takes a special kind of jerk to tell one of the most passionate fan bases in sports to have patience when they haven't won a Super Bowl in 52 years. Do I see hope? I don't know, Woody. Since you bought the team in 2000, they are 36 games under 500. Do I see leadership? Well, Robert Saleh is the seventh head coach you've hired in your tenure. So no, I don't see leadership. And I think a fan base that hasn't seen a championship since before we walked on the moon has probably been patient enough. But what do I know? That's just me. To calmer news now, a lot was made of Baltimore's effort to rope in a number one wide receiver this offseason. They tried and failed and instead signed Sammy Watkins, but Lamar Jackson had plenty of good things to say about him. Quote, "Sammy's going to make our job a lot easier, open up one side of the field. His deep ball ability, shiftiness, and route running, he's a great receiver. I just can't wait until we start going for real." Now, all that is true. Unfortunately, it only lasts about three games because Sammy Watkins hasn't made it through a full season healthy since 2017. But whether it's Sammy Watkins, Hollywood Brown, Rashad Bateman, who they drafted in the first round, Baltimore desperately needs better play from their wide receivers. In their entire history, the Ravens have only had two wide receivers make the Pro Bowl, and both of those went as returners. One more Lamar note before we move on. Ravens coach John Harbaugh called an extension for the quarterback a done deal, and Mike Garafolo of NFL Media says the Ravens consider Jackson's extension priority number one and are aiming to get it done before training camp. Former Saints quarterback and now NBC analyst Drew Brees was in camp with the Chargers, and he was gushing about their young passer Justin Herbert. Brees said, quote, "There's no doubt I think his physical tools are as good as anybody I've ever seen. By all accounts, he's a great worker. He's got great leadership qualities. He's got a lot of intangibles, so I think the sky is the limit for a guy like him." Herbert threw for more than 4,000 yards last season with a rookie record 31 touchdowns and just 10 picks last year. from one future Hall of Famer to another. Despite the Cardinals' season ending 165 days ago, Arizona still doesn't know if Larry Fitzgerald is going to return for his 18th season. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury said that's the number one question he gets asked anywhere he goes. Former Cardinals cornerback Patrick Peterson, who signed with the Vikings this offseason, expects Larry Fitzgerald to return. Quote, if he ain't retired yet, he ain't going to retire, Peterson said on the All Things Covered podcast. While Arizona remains the overwhelming favorite to sign the free agent wide receiver, Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com lists the Bucks, the Chiefs, and even the Vikings as possibilities for Larry Fitzgerald next year. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, June 17th, 2021. If you haven't done it yet, please smash the follow button on the SB Nation NFL show. You'll get all of our daily updates, plus our long-form podcast. Next one comes out on Friday. That would be myself and RJ Ochoa in the look ahead. If you like what you hear, please leave a rating and a review as well. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.